Ah, yes. It's been a while since I've done the music review. But greetings and salutations to all my fellow music nerds and melomaniacs, my lovers of liner notes, shoegazing pedalboard pundits, vocal vagabonds, bass-thumping bohemians, and knuckle-dragging drum-skinned slackers. What's up, everybody? This is the Phantom Power Music Review. It's been a while, but this is the podcast where we geek out over songwriting, over production, over music theory, those elusive little details that make great songs what they are. And irregardless of genre, we celebrate the art of making music. That is what we do. And we know full well that as musicians, we are responsible for gluing the world together, but we keep it under our collective hats and remain humble. So welcome again. This is the Phantom Power Music Review. This is a listener-supported value cast. There's no ads, there's no commercials, there's no sponsors. If you like it, if you dig it, if it brings value into your life, I would ask that you share some of that value in return, be it with your time or your talent or your treasure. If you like the show, share it with some friends. If you have some things that you would love for us to do, songs that you would like for us to review, send them in, right? It's not solely about sharing your Satoshis. There's other ways under the value for value umbrella that you can make this relationship work. That is what value for value is all about. I always welcome your feedback and your song suggestions, artist suggestions. You can reach out on Noster, on Telegram, Mastodon. I'm not on TikTok, but I am on Instagram. So, who are we going to review today? Well, we're going to kick it off with Mellow Cassette. Shout out to Booberry. I think he's the one who brought them in. Great, great band. And we're going to listen to The Arbiter, and then we'll break it down. Coolio? Then here we go.
Crashing down on, walk me back down to the door. Lock me up and watch me drown on time and wasted breath. No chance here, no need for death. Join the race of bones left in this mess. Never young and never safe. Been this way for as long as I can recall. My life started when you made a change. Take from me and I will do the same. But I will be set free when I am. You'll answer me. Step in line now. Earn your amnesty. Desert never make a sound, but I still hear the crack. Musket fire into his back. Step in line now. Hell will want you next. And I could go, I could walk away, but every man needs a good reason not to die. Save the judgment for the grave. Take one extra just in case it pays. But if I no peace at all, dig up grace, drink that strong. Grind my teeth down, seed in this till dawn.
There's a certain kind of nightmare tongue falls out, but there are consequences this world can't provide. It's up to me to see the wheel come round, the arbiter of action till the vengeance suits the crime. Now this could take some time. If God were still alive, she'd cheer me on, but now
the old harmonic minor trick. Love that. All right, so we're in the key of A, 168 BPM, and I love the way they start it because it makes you think they're in E, right? Like, but then they set it up and move everything over to the A minor, and they're using an A minor harmonic scale. So instead of it being the natural minor, which is, that's your A minor natural minor scale, where you're going from A to A on the piano using all white notes. But in the harmonic minor, they're using that raised seventh, which in this case is the G sharp, which fits nicely into the E, because it's that's the three of the major five chord, which is the E. So here's that harmonic minor scale in A, right? Right there. Ooh, that pull. Love it. So that's how you can get that when they're in E. That's a great trick. It sounds a little Arabic, right? I love, love, love when bands do that. Smart, smart writing. So the verses is basically bouncing off of the 1 and 5, utilizing the harmonic minor. And then I love how they use that flat 6, the F, on the turn. That da, 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 da. Love that. Great chord change. Yeah, you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be Bohemian Rhapsody and have a, or, you know, Steely Dan, and have a boatload of chord changes in there to make something cool and make it really work. But I love the way they use the harmonic minor in this. And I love the choruses too. He's pulling off of the C and the B, moving into the tonic. Great way to start the song as well, using the side stick on the snare. Nice intro, nice way to build it up and get giving yourself room to grow. Production-wise, I love the surf vibe coming off of the guitar. It kind of sounds like, I've brought this band up before, a great 90s band, Dada, out of LA, or even Soul Asylum. Like, and I know that these guys, Mellow Cassette, they're up from basically the same area as Soul Asylum is. But the production and the reverb on the mix and the overall vibe of it is like a 90s album rock. And that's not bad. I'm not slamming it at all. I dig this genre completely. Very much like college radio, like KBCO out of Boulder, KCRW, KEXP. Just great deep cut album track. And it's mixed well. It's sung well. Kind of reminds me of the Gin Blossoms too, but if the Gin Blossoms had deeper lyrics. Bass player, love the bass player. Bass player reminds me of Bobby Sheehan from Blues Traveler, rest in peace. Very fluid bass player. Love that. Love the syncopation all the way through the track. Nice, you know, you see the guitarist and the bass player working in tandem, and then every now and then they'll separate out and move a little bit. And to me, the one person who isn't bragging in this song and really holds it down is the drummer. I mean, you're upbeat, you're sweating, 168 BPM, great patterns, nothing fancy, not showing off. But I really love this track. I hope that helps in terms of a breakdown, in terms of understanding the music theory behind it. To me, the big draw on this, I think, as to why it's stuck out to me so much, is the use of that harmonic minor going from the A minor to that E major. That raised seventh right there is just the killer. And nice upstroke on the guitar, too. Love it. Mm, good stuff. Mellow Cassette. If you dig that, roll it back and send those boys some sets. That's a nice song. Thanks, Booberry, for bringing them in, man. That's some good stuff. Good stuff. Next up, let's go up to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and check out Matt Johnner and a live take of his song, Wonder Woman, here on the Phantom Power Music Review.
You make me wonder, you make me lose my mind, because you dropped it before, I thought I dropped it, trying to get your attention, trying to make you mine, because you're one in a million, because you're one of a kind. You make me wanna turn into the chosen one, you save me from unholy love. I make you wonder, woman, why am I putting up a fight? Because it's clear as day I'm flying blind in the night. Now I've fallen from so up high, I've been crawling from the depths. I'm at the end of my rope, I've tried to die a million deaths. You make me wanna turn into the chosen one, you save me from unholy love. Delivering me, I set the darkness free deep down inside of me, and I can finally see you're delivering me. You make me wanna turn into the chosen one, you save me from unholy love.
Forgive me for doing this, but this track kind of makes me want to go, I like the way you work it. No diggity. Sorry. I had to just bring in, a little bit of Blackstreet. But that old time piano feel definitely pulls that, doesn't it? Didn't that make you think of Blackstreet a little bit? That is 22-year-old singer-songwriter Matt Johnner from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Shout out to our frozen neighbors up north. Wonder Woman live in D minor, running at about 83 or 84 BPM. There is a lot to break down here. And can you guess what the cool thing is about this version? And I say version because he's got another version out there of a different recorded version that's actually in the key of C, a full step lower. I was surprised they did this one in D. But what's cool about this thing is that this is one take and basically one mic, one condenser mic in the middle of the room. Do you know how hard it is to do that? You can go check this out on YouTube. Like if you look him up, Johnner, Matt Johnner, look him up on Instagram and that'll kick you over to his YouTube page. I found him on Wavelake, and I think his dad or his uncles or something like that, they had a band 90s country. And they've put their music up on Wavelength too. And I've actually put them on one of the Phantom Power Music Hour shows. Good stuff. Good country stuff. But obviously, Matt got the music bug from some elders in his family. Gee, I wonder what that's like. But the beauty of this is the one take, one mic vibe. Do you know how hard it is to do that? Not only have your players got to be on point all the way through, but you better have some techs who know what the heck they are doing, right? There's a lot to love here. This is kind of like playing to tape, meaning the tape doesn't lie, meaning if everybody is going to record at the same time, you better be damn good. And if you look at the YouTube video on this, you can tell that he's got a great band, great piano player, great drummer. Love that five string the bass player is playing with the flayed out frets on that thing. And this whole vibe gives you that kind of 1940s, 1950s jazz feel to it, right? Because that's, in many respects, this is old time radio recording. You know, you listen to early Ella Fitzgerald, early Billy, and you can, and it's basically they would throw up one or two mics in the room, and you know, with a full brass band, a full jazz band, and that's what you get. So the vibe of this song, the groove of this song, perfectly fits that speakeasy jazzy vibe. Now, granted, it's more country, and Matt's more country, and if you want, you know, you want to break down the Nashville numbers on this, okay, 1765 pretty much all the way through. Turn around at the end with a 45-67, but he pretty much hangs 1765 all the way through in D minor. But the whole vibe of this is very speakeasy, jazzy, and the way they're able to pull this off with one mic in the room shows not only the quality of the song, but the quality of the technician doing it, and the quality of the musicians in the room. Lyrically, I also really like his play on words of the use of the word wonder, not in the superhero sense, but in the sense of mental questioning. Like, yes, he uses it, Wonder Woman, you know, in one context in the choruses, but at the start of the second verse, he uses the word wonder in a different way. And I hope you picked up on that. But I really just overall, just this old school, authentic bluegrass, old time radio sound is so hard to do. When you record bands multi-track, they're always fighting frequencies with each other. You know, you have to bring down the high end on the kick because it's going to mess with the bass line. Or you got to bring down, you got to take out the low end on the acoustic because its frequencies are going to be, you know, stepping on the bass player, stepping on the floor toms, whatever. And it takes a lot of compression and a lot of dialing in to get it just right when you are multi-tracking, when you are giving everybody their own channels and multiple mics. So imagine how difficult it is to get it right with just one mic in the room. It's not easy. And this really does a great job of doing all of that. So Matt and your team for putting this together, kudos, man. This is really great. I'm curious, dude, like, why did you do this one in D minor when the recorded version is a step lower? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that the version I heard on that centralized streaming platform that shall not be named, I could have sworn that was in C. But Matt, good stuff. Reach out to me, dude, if you ever get a chance to hear this, because I would love to talk to you about what you're doing, what you got coming up, and if you have any plans on coming down here to Nashville. So, and keep listening to Black Street. No diggity. All right, let's move on to our last song of the show, and it's a bittersweet one. We're going to hear a track from Rebel Hero on the Phantom Power Music Review. We'll be right back. Rebel Hero with Run on the Phantom Power Music Review. That is Tom Polovitz on drums, Justin Farragher on bass, and lead guitar and vocals by Tyson Froese, or Froese. I don't know how to pronounce Tyson's last name. I alluded to this a little bit prior to introducing the song, saying that it was bittersweet, and here's why it's bittersweet. I have had this song on my show before, and I suggested it to Adam, and I think he put it on a Boostagram ball as well. And I put it in my folder for the Phantom Power Music Review, and then when I started doing research on the band, as I always do, prior to making my notes and everything like that, when I was doing my research on this band, I learned, unfortunately, that Tyson, the lead guitar player and vocalist, passed away in February of 2019. And, you know, you scroll through the Facebook page for the band and all of the notes, and, you know, it looks like Tyson had a partner. And just so many people were devastated, of course, by the loss of a young person who obviously is hella talented on guitar and a great singer and a great writer. And I didn't know that he had passed away until just a couple days ago when I started doing my research on this. So it's heartbreaking, but I think it's also beautiful that his music, his voice, and in many respects, the band lives on, right? And I hope a lot of people are listening to this band. They're out of Toronto. I hope they're still getting streams up there. I hope they're still getting spins, and I hope they live on in the memory of a lot of great people up there. This is a great, great song. Holy mackerel, man. A flat, about 92 BPM, just a vicious blues riff, right? You got an intro, you got the verse, the pre-chorus right about 44 seconds. I love the major three chord on the line when you're caught in a trap. Nice chord choice, nice chromatic descent. Chorus pulls off that head riff again, back into a verse, another pre-chorus that uses that chromatic progression off the major three. And then they stick the landing on the major two, which is kind of the old five of five trick. Right. Great interplay between Tyson and Justin, guitar and bass. You know, they're really in tandem, but then they'll split out and accentuate each other. Great drumming all the way through. The ending is incredible. You notice how, like, the song could have ended right around 3 minutes, but they're just like, ah, nah, screw it. Let's keep going. Let's take off and just. I would have loved to have seen this live, right? Back on the chorus again, how they repeat the head riff, but it is great, and how they base the song around it. But the beauty of it with respect to the chorus is the setup coming out of the pre-chorus, because that atypical chord change really cleans your palate and kind of lets you forget that same riff is coming back around again in the chorus. Another thing to love about this band is the fact that they're a power trio, man. Like, I've said it before, but when you only have three people in the band, the holes can be massive. Like, if one person falls out, the whole thing falls apart. And they really do a great job of plugging all the holes and making it sound huge. I mean, I know it's recorded, right? But there's not a lot of overdubs on this. I mean, these guys are big and solid. There's a little bit of April Wine that I'm hearing, a little bit of Queensryche, a little bit of Dirty Texas Blues. I'm getting a little bit of Rage Against the Machine too, just in terms of that, of the bite of that, just heavy riff. Or you could even say like Whitesnake or Soundgarden. But more than anything, I hope that the surviving members of this band and their fans are able to come back to this track and to all the other tracks that they recorded And just remember the music and remember the good times and remember the lead singer and guitar player. It was really bittersweet to figure out, because I was hoping I'd be able to like get them on a artist hour or something like that, or learn a little bit more about them. But I didn't, like I said, I didn't know that this guitar player and lead singer had passed away 5 years ago now. And I know from Salty Crayon, Salty told me that there's some other artists who's music has been released posthumously over here in the Value for Value RSS, you know, podcasting 2.0 world, and I think it's great. And I hope whomever is managing the sats for this band over on Wave, like I hope they're making sure that Tyson's family is getting his cut of sats. So, shout out to those boys up there. My condolences on your loss, but what a great way to remember a hell of a singer and guitar player. That is Rebel Hero, and the song is Run on the Phantom Power Music Review. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a while since I've done one of these. I'm hoping to get back on the stick and do these more often in 2025. And I thank all of you for your incredible support of the podcast and all the shows that we did over the past 12 months. Looking forward to some major upgrades to this movement in 2025. More shows, more tech, more wallets, more sats, more bands, all of it. Reach out and find me on Noster. And until then, smile for the mugshot.